As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Pretty Cool Cakes is going to be in the building for game one of Caps Canadiens. You can be in the building for game two. We have tickets in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to give away tickets to game two of the first round playoff series between the Capitals and Canadiens.
Yep. That game Wednesday night.
That would be Wednesday night.
Yes, correct. I love the rhythm of the NHL playoffs where it's basically
every other night.
Every other night you're playing.
It's beautiful.
Love it. Love that.
Yeah, they spread it out in the NBA.
Love that.
Like Saturday night, the Lakers played. They were upset by the Timberwolves.
They're pummeled.
They don't play again until Tuesday.
Not as bad.
They spread it out.
Not as bad as OKC pummeled Memphis.
51?
Well, how about the Orioles getting pummeled?
Well,
baseball
that
cakes.
That was ugly too. 24 runs put up against the Birds.
We'll talk about that in a second.
That was pretty gross.
I'm surprised Matt Myers even came into work after that.
It was actually kind of fun to watch like when it got to the eighth inning.
At some point, it becomes comical. Like if your team is taking a beating like that, at some point, you just have to realize, okay, we're taking an L here, and now it's like a historic L we're taking.
Well, they scored 8 runs, I believe. Or maybe more, maybe 10 runs off of a shortstop and a backup catcher.
I think it was the most runs scored on the Orioles since like 1999.
I'm pretty sure Texas put up a 30 spot against us in
maybe
like
it's the most,
2017.
I'm wrong. Maybe it's the most runs the Reds had scored since 1999.
Anyway, the point is, the NHL, you play every other day.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, they'll spread you out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They'll play on Saturday, then Tuesday, then Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They try and hook it up with the primetime viewing slots.
How are you guys feeling about game one?
Pretty good.
I think they're going to come out on fire.
I feel pretty good. I mean,
I'm
not going to guarantee a win. I'm out of that, especially when it comes to my favorite team of all time, the Washington Capitals. But I'm confident. I mean, why wouldn't I be confident about a team that racked up as many points and goals as they did and won the Eastern Conference?
I'm hoping they can kind of flip the switch and play like they were, a month ago as opposed to 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, 2 games ago, they played well.
That's true.
And when we had Doubter on, he also mentioned that their last loss to Columbus, the analytics were good.
Mm-hmm.
So you hope that carries over. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? You can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes it great.
I'm going to have a Don't Sleep 12-ounce sugar-free can teed up for tomorrow morning. This is going to be a late night.
Do you know where you're sitting?
I do not. TBD.
TBD, okay.
TBD at
and
this
how
point.
Many people are going?
I will be going with my wife and 2 of my kids.
Of you.
That is a 4-pack. Correct.
So game's at 7.
Yes.
You'll get down there, I'm guessing, at 6:15-ish.
That's the goal.
That's the plan.
That's the hope.
Game one, it's a big one tonight. I'm just kind of pumped that the playoffs are here.
I'm excited that they're here, too.
I mean, if you're paying attention to the rest of the league, the there have been five games played in the first round so far. Home teams are 4-1. Yesterday, there were three games played. Home teams outscored the opponents 14-5. Mm. So the home teams came out blasting. Now, Saturday, Winnipeg won by a couple, and then Colorado was the only road team to win. They won at Dallas 5-1.
By the way, the Blues Jets, that was my pick in the weekend parlay. How did the rest of the parlay unfold?
Win. Mine hit.
Mine did not. I'm not sure about the others. Mm. I can't remember what they were.
Okay. I guess I'd have to pull it up. You know what? If it didn't hit, I don't really care.
Didn't hit.
What does it matter?
I took the Knicks, laying the points, and that covered.
Okay, good.
But as you said, it doesn't matter if one person misses.
Yeah. Yep. Somebody tweeted us like at noon that the parlay was already over.
I think the home run
because
didn't
I took Gunner. Oh, that's what. No, I took Oberg over Schauffele. He got worked.
I want to say Gunner hit a home run the next day.
Oh, that's right.
Gunner hit one on
Friday.
Next day.
Yeah, he didn't hit one on Friday. Hit one on Saturday. Exactly.
I think those golf 2 and 3 ball bets over the last few weeks have not been going very well.
Well, that's how you take your shot.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it works.
All right, so game one tonight, Cakes will be there. Everyone's feeling good. We don't know who's going to be in goal. I think it's going to be Chucky.
I think it's going to be Chucky too, but I have a...
JP thinks it's going to be LT.
Now I have a sneaky suspicion that because Thompson's been skating and Carberry's been kind of cagey about it, that it might be Thompson now. Now I'm leaning a little more towards LT getting the call. Yeah.
Well, when we talk to Joe B, we'll get his vibe. Not that he, I mean, he probably knows, but.
Our listeners want LT.
Yeah.
When we had the poll of the day, it was about 2-1 in favor of Logan Thompson.
I just hope LT's mind is in it. Matt Myers, you know what I'm talking about? I just hope his mind is in the game.
It's hard to, you know, come back off the shelf like that. Mm-hmm. Right. Not be ready.
Right. I just hope he's in it mentally. You just never know about these guys. By the way, the Caps are almost 2-1 favorites tonight, -192. Coming back, Montreal's +158. Your total's 5.5. If you want to go over, it's -130. Under's +106. Those are your numbers. Also, Winnipeg's going to play game two tonight against St. Louis. Big favorite as well. Colorado is at Dallas for game two. They're a pretty significant favorite on the road. And then you've got LA hosting Edmonton. LA Kings, a slight favorite over the Oilers at LA. So you got four games tonight, and obviously we're going to be paying attention to the Caps. 7 o'clock puck drop.
You won't place a four-game NHL parlay tonight? I think you should. I think you should shake it up.
I went 3-0. I didn't do a parlay yesterday, but I did 3-0. I went all home teams.
All on hockey?
Yeah, I went.
Impressive.
Took all home teams.
Are these from your picks from Hockey Man? I won't call him Hockey Boy anymore.
No, I just took the home teams.
I think he's 65 years old.
No, he's not that. I don't think he's that old.
Okay. He's in his 50s.
No, but I'm fading the Caps because I want them to win. So it's an emotional hedge play. Mm. So I'll take the Canadiens tonight. Probably take Winnipeg again. Is Dallas going to lose the first two at home? I don't know. I might take them +122.
Like it.
And then we'll see what happens with the Kings Oilers. All right. So NHL playoffs have already started. You got the NBA playoffs already started. That started on Saturday. Pacers pummeled the Bucks, so they're up 1-0. Nuggets. And
Bucks didn't have Damian Lillard.
That's true.
He might change the series if he comes back.
He might come back. Are they saying he's a possibility for game two?
I think he's a possibility, but nothing definite.
So they lost 117-98. Nuggets in overtime beat the Clips 112-110.
That was a good game.
Joker at 29.
James Harden.
Harden was really
good. He's still an awesome player.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about him. He hit some really big shots. But in the end, you know who hit a big three?
Hold on. Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook hit a big three. Now, he makes some ridiculously bad plays at times, and I want to say shot 5-for-17 in the game, but there was a key moment in regulation where Joker got doubled, threw it to Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, I'm sure every Nuggets fan was holding their breath, but he drained a three to put them up, and then the game gets to overtime, and the Nuggets end up winning game one. Of course, they've got a new coach. Remember, they fired their coach like three games before the playoffs.
Yes. Didn't they fire the coach and the GM?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Calvin Booth. Overboard.
Right before
former Wizard Cal Booth.
Right before the playoffs, they fired coach and GM.
They didn't like the way things were heading.
I guess not, but they're up 1-0. Knicks beat the Pistons on Saturday, 123-112. I watched some of this game. This was interesting because Detroit was handling their business. I think they had a 6 or 8 point lead in the third quarter. But then the fourth quarter, they got outscored 40-21. The Pistons were turning the ball over left and right in the fourth quarter, couldn't hit a shot, outscored by 19, and then they lose by 11.
Playoff experience. The Knicks and Jalen Brunson have been there.
Man, the Pistons looked really good through three quarters. I was surprised when I saw that final.
They got outscored 40-21 in the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. T-Wolves pummeled the Lakers 117-95. I know Luka put up some numbers, but I think LeBron just had an okay game.
LeBron and Austin Reeves. Let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this guy, Jason Timpf, online post Nugget. Jaden McDaniels, who is a complimentary player for the Timberwolves. I mean, he's a good player. Put up far better numbers than LeBron and Austin Reeves combined.
Yeah, he had 25. He was 11 for 13.
Yeah, he missed two shots.
Yeah, he was awesome. Correct. So you've got, and then you had four games yesterday. And you had some blowouts, including the Thunder winning by 51 points over the Grizz. I saw the numbers in this game. It was outrageous. So from three, Memphis shot 6 for 34. All right, so they shot about 17%, 17.5%.
They also had a ton of turnovers. Take a look at the turnover.
They had 22 turnovers. Yeah, they were terrible. They just weren't ready to play. Oklahoma City, by the way, 17 for 48 from threes, so about 35%. So they took a ton, but they made a ton. And they win by 51 points.
Well, the halftime score is 68-36.
Yeah, the game was
biggest
over.
Takeaways from the weekend. Number one, Lakers are in a must-win game on Tuesday. Number two, and everybody was kind of picking this, but the Rockets are the two seed. Golden State had to be in the play-in, but Golden State won last night, which they're the favorite, even though they're the seven seed, which is pretty amazing. Steph Curry just... another amazing game. Hit five threes, goes for over 30. It's funny, I saw somebody post like their top 10 players, maybe it was Bill Simmons or something like that.
Yeah.
Curry never gets thrown in there. If Curry were able to win another ring, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
Buddies, I'd like you to go into the bet book and please rip out and destroy the page that I have that has Reed Sheppard winning Rookie of the Year. I think I made that bet, but I was getting odds, I believe. But I mean, I know I'm not winning that bet.
See how many minutes he got?
I know he played as many minutes as
zero.
Valdez did.
Yes.
Okay, zero.
Yeah.
He did DNP.
Also, the Celtics win big, and then the Cavs win by 21, so they're both up 1-0.
A lot of blowouts in the first games.
Tonight, you got game two, Knicks Pistons. Knicks a 6.5 point favorite there. You got game two, Nuggets Clips. Basically a toss-up, coin flip. Pacers, Bucks will be tomorrow, as well as Oklahoma City, Memphis, and Lakers, T-Wolves. So you got a couple more games tonight. Baseball, we said that the Nats had to go to Colorado, worst team in baseball, and win the series. Now, they pounded the ball on Saturday. Game was rained out, or snowed out on Friday, snowed out on Friday. So they pounded the ball, although the bullpen tried to give it away. And they ended up winning 12-11. And James Wood and Dylan Cruz both had huge games.
Dylan Cruz had two home runs.
Yes, he had two bombs.
He's up to 186 now.
Remember he was just at 106 or 109?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Tickling 200.
You're starting to creep.
Yeah, you got to creep up somehow. Maybe that was the game that ignites him going forward.
And Mackenzie Gore just threw a gem on Saturday, but the bullpen... which I believe the bullpen has the worst bullpen ERA in baseball. They've got the second worst team ERA.
Yeah.
Okay. The worst team ERA is sitting behind a glass.
Okay.
At 5.4, who gave up 24 runs yesterday.
Right.
But getting back to the Nats.
Yeah.
The Nats split the doubleheader yesterday, so they win 2 out of 3.
Did you hear Dave Jagler's stat porn when it came to Kyle Finnegan? Because he got his eighth or ninth save. I believe it was his ninth save.
Yeah.
So Kyle Finnegan, yesterday was in his 300th appearance with his 300th inning pitched.
Wow.
And there's another 300 here. 300th strikeout.
Nice
job. Pretty sweet.
What are the odds of that?
I mean, that's bizarre, isn't it?
I think he's second all-time in saves for the Nationals already.
He is. He just passed Drew Storen.
Well, they needed him.
Yeah. That's a weird like confluence of those stats. Props to Dave Jagler for doing the research. I'm just regurgitating it.
That was just one of those series that you were hoping for a sweep.
Right.
But they, you know, they couldn't hit the ball yesterday, which is kind of shocking because they're playing in Coors. And they scored three runs in both games. Actually, they scored one run, in the second game and three in the first. So you were hoping for some offense. But the Colorado Rockies are currently 4-17.
Are they on a White Sox from last year type of trajectory?
It looks like it.
Gross.
Yeah. So White Sox are 5-16. Not much better.
They're slightly improved. They beat the Red Sox yesterday 8-4. Now they're playing the last game of the series because it's the Boston Marathon today. They're playing at 11 a.m. But yeah, you're right. I mean, both Boston or Chicago and Colorado are terrible. That's why you have to win that series.
Yeah, gotta get
so
those
now
dogs.
What happens? The Nats come back, day off, and they play a home series against
the Valdez, the fighting Valdezes.
The worst ERA in baseball. They gave up 24 runs yesterday, including 11 hits from the eighth and ninth hitters in the Reds lineup. 11-14 they went.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's just, you can't make that stuff up, yeah. Including a catcher. I believe it's Austin Wins, who used to play for the Orioles. And he had 6 hits yesterday. He went 6-for-7 with 6 RBIs. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they're off to a slow start. 9-13, Nats are
9-12. Well, I mean,
their
starting pitching is a disaster because they've got 3 or 4 hurt.
Yep.
I've never seen a worse pitcher than Morton. I mean,
they have to cut him. I don't know what they can do.
I watched seven innings of that game before they put the position players in.
Yeah, Charlie Morton is bad.
I've never seen a guy just hang so many balls out there.
15 milli.
Is Elias? Yeah, is he the GM? He was getting destroyed on Twitter.
I don't know what they can do. Move him to the bullpen. But the problem is they've got 4 starters hurt. So they just need guys to eat up innings, although he's not eating up many innings because he's getting pounded.
Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, John Keim's going to join us. We will talk Commanders with the draft coming up on Thursday. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the text line presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.